Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I'm just popping in with some extra episodes this week because I'm doing a free workshop and I want to make sure that you don't miss out on the good stuff. So we're going to put some of that here. I'm really excited because we just opened the doors to Made to Do This. Made to Do This is the most amazing program that we've ever done. It is the program that will help you take this incredible idea and turn it into income. It will help you turn your passion and your purpose into prosperity. It is 12 weeks. There is a regular gold level, which has so much in it. And then there is a VIP level. In addition to all of the usual gems that we teach and Made to Do This, you get a version of Abundant Ever After if you join the gold level, and you get the full version of Abundant Ever After if you join the VIP level. Abundant Ever After is the program where I'm teaching manifestation and meditation and how we can elevate our energy and become a magnet. So not only are you going to get all of the action and all the strategy in Made to Do This, but you're also going to get all of the spiritual work and the energetic work so that you can really move from a different point of alignment. That's when you really have everything firing on all cylinders. If you want to join, you can get in there now. There is an additional $4,000 worth of bonuses if you sign up by Friday night. Those bonuses include 50 hours of extra coaching with me, phenomenal program called Made for Millions, plus the confidence code and 8K in 8 days, which you will love. Those bonuses expire Friday night and the price to the program goes up next week. So not only do you get those $4,000 of extra bonuses, but you also save $1,000. So sign up by Friday night. In this program, I will be with you for 3 months. And in this program, you will be with me live every single week for 2 hours a week, and we will move through this program together. This is not really anything like any online course that's out there. It's an interactive coaching experience. It is so transformational. It is my favorite thing that we do. I would love to have you in there. If you want to be able to turn around and say that 2023 was the best year ever, it's because you did this program. If you want to be able to say that 2024 is going to be your year, it's because you do this program. Come and join us. Go to kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait to see you in there. And our first class begins November 10th. But again, the bonuses expire on Friday and price goes up next week. So get on in there.
All right. Well, here's a piece from yesterday's session. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome back, everybody, for day three. We are so happy to have you here. So today we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about the story that we hold around money. We're going to talk about how we can expand our capacity to receive more abundance. We're going to talk about what it means that we might be in our own way in that regard and how to take away any resistance we have. I'm curious, what has shifted for you over the last 2 days? Some of you have never met me before. This is your first time. Some of you have been with me for years. But what is it that you came here to hear this week that's really standing out for you? What was so far sort of the light bulb or the aha or the wake up call that you needed? What is standing there beckoning you forward at this point? Thank you for all the sweet words. Thank you. Yes, I love that. The most powerful person in the room is the person filled with love. That's correct. Energy, right? Our energy is our most valuable, powerful tool because energy creates matter. Energy creates worlds. And we don't realize how we are like an instrument that plays music and offers a frequency and offers a vibration. And when we change our energy, we change our whole life. When we are tapped in, tuned in, turned on, and every part of us is awake and conscious and thriving and flowing and creative, then just walking through the world, we become a magnet. We become a force for good. And that energy is very real. Whenever you're with someone, if you've ever said, wow, you have great energy, that is the highest compliment you can give someone. Because ultimately, the thing that is most impressive to people isn't what somebody's wearing or where they went to college. It's their energy. It's their capacity to make a space, to love other people into life, to be so tuned to something so transcendent. You know, we didn't come to the world for a pile of things. We didn't come to the world for a shopping cart filled with how many followers we have, how many cars we have. We have way bigger dreams than that. We came to the world for an expanded sense of possibility. We came to the world to widen the lens so that we can feel this truth feeling of inner peace, inner joy, because it doesn't matter where you live in here. This is where you live. And so when this and this is congruent, is connected, is filled with a sense of light, then there's a lightness in your own being. I mean, how many times have you been in some particularly nice situation, but you're pissed off? You're at a wedding and you're dressed up and there's great food, but you're mad at someone. Or you're taking a vacation somewhere and you should be having fun, but you're worried about something. So it doesn't matter how beautiful the beach is. It matters what's happening in here. Your focus, where you focus your attention, where you focus your energy changes the chemistry you have biologically. It changes the world. And so what I teach is it is a blending. It is a braiding together of both the energetic alignment, the wisdom of meditation and mindfulness with business strategy, because if there's no electricity, then the physical doesn't work. If I have an iron and it's not plugged into the outlet, I can move it around all day long on shirts and suits. It won't do anything because it needs the heat. It's the frequency that delivers the message. And so our frequency needs to be plugged in. And so we'll talk today about money and how money really is another form of energy. There are a lot of resources that are forms of energy. Water is life-giving
Water creates energy, oxygen, Wi-Fi. But when it comes to money, and that's the topic for today, it's really, really, truly a phenomenon how people are wired to relate to money. Because you've never heard anyone say, well, I shouldn't have an unlimited amount of Wi-Fi. I should only have just enough Wi-Fi. You've never heard anybody say, I shouldn't have plenty of love in my life. I should just have enough. And why is that? Because there's no shame associated with love and oxygen and Wi-Fi, but there's a tremendous narrative that has gone on and on and on about money and how money is connected to the root of all evil. So I want to unpack that a little bit with you, because I will tell you what, 5% of our brain is the conscious mind and 95% of our mind is subconscious. So if your conscious mind tells you, for instance, that you can't wait to date a really nice guy, but if your subconscious mind has all these beliefs about relationships, has all these beliefs about how scary, how painful relationships are, then no matter what your conscious mind tells you, it reports to the subconscious mind. And so you could tell yourself, you could tell your spouse, you could tell your friend, gosh, I'd really love to be more abundant. I'd really love to be more financially free. But if your subconscious mind is nonstop delivering you 40,000 thoughts a day that are undermining that by telling you, don't you dare allow that in. That is you giving up your integrity. That is you falling for the devil's work. Whatever those subconscious thoughts are, then no matter how much you intend to do something different, your subconscious mind will sabotage you. And so we need to really be conscious of how we go unconscious. We need to really become aware so that we can prune away the things in our minds that are really and truly not only not true, but keep us from thriving. You know, everything that God created was created to thrive. Redwood trees are not meant to have a tiny cup of water. They're meant to have the maximum amount of water that allows them to stand as tall as they stand. And eagles were not meant to be starving 40% of the day. They are meant to have what they need in the ecosystem so they can fly as high as they fly. The only being in the world that we see that doesn't fully allow itself to thrive is the human being, because we have a story about how much thriving is permissible, how much thriving is okay before we should feel shame that we are thriving. What we forget is that we are all one. We are all in one great geometric dance together. And so when one part of the forest is blooming, it gives life to everything else. When one species is thriving, it gives life to everything else. If I were to paint my house and I were to upgrade the value of my own home, what did I just do to my neighbor's home? I just increased the value of my neighbor's home because I increased the value of the neighborhood. When I plant a cherry tree, I just gave the possibility of 1,000 more cherry trees. We all work together. If I have a business, then I can go and take some of that money and I can go to Main Street and I can buy jewelry from a mom and pop jewelry store. I can go to the grocery store and I can buy a smoothie and I can continue to create that infinity loop of abundance, because abundance creates abundance. That is actually how it goes. So I want you to just do something for me. Take out a pen and paper and write down with full radical honesty, what comes to mind when you say money is, and I want you to just get it out. Look at what is in there. Look at what is passed down so that you don't have to keep carrying it. The mindfulness tradition and the wisdom of mindfulness teaches us that just becoming aware is 95% of the remedy. Because if you walk into your home, even if the lights are off, you won't walk into the cat's water bowl because you are aware of where it is. The awareness alone keeps you from walking right into it. But if you were to give your friend a key to your house and they've never been there and the lights are out, they'll probably stub their toe or walk right into the cat's dish because they're not aware of it. But the more you are aware of what it is that is there within you, constantly keeping you apart from where you want to be, you won't keep bumping into it. So what is coming up for you? Money is what? Money is power. Money is scary. Money is a resource. Money is what? Money doesn't go on trees. Money requires hard work. Money is sacrifice. Money is hard. So I've seen so many women who come to me wanting to build businesses, and they'll get to a certain point where they find themselves stuck. They just stop. They just get stuck. And I say, what's underneath that? And what we realize is they have a belief that if they were to be successful, they'd have to sacrifice everything they care about, the time with their family. They have to. They just realize that that's just a fait accompli. Like if they become more successful, they will lose the things that matter most. They will have to sacrifice. Thoughts become things. If I asked you to find the evidence of people who work smart rather than working hard, I could show you that there are plenty of people who are making millions and millions of dollars, and they're much more like Tim Ferriss working a 4-hour work week than they are making minimum wage and being on their feet all day long and having to put their kids in daycare. But what we tell ourselves is what we become. I want you to understand something about money, because so many of you are saying all of these things, money is dangerous, all this stuff. So often, because of the way it's been portrayed in books and films and throughout history, we breathe that in our air, okay? But I want you to understand something. If I asked you to think of 5 people in the world, whether you know them or not, who have money, who are nasty people, I have no doubt you could come up with a list like that. Now, if I asked you to think of 5 people, whether you know them or not, who have no money, who are nasty people in this world, you could come up with that list. Now, on the reverse side, if I asked you, whether you know them or not, to think of 5 people in the world who have money, who are super kind, who live with integrity, you could find that very quickly. And if I were to say to you, can you think of 5 people who don't have any money, but are so kind and live with integrity, you could find that. The money is not the thing that decides if somebody is in or out of integrity. Money is an expander of what is. The Talmud says that money is like rain falling in a garden. And if the rain falls on weeds, weeds grow. And if the rain falls on roses, roses grow. Money is an expander. Money is an activator. Just like water in a garden, the more water that falls on a weed, the more the weeds will grow. The more resources you give to something, whatever is in its integrity or out of integrity, that is what will grow. So if somebody has a really indecent kind of personality, if somebody is out of integrity and they're given the blessing of having a child, will they use that blessing for the highest and best good? Maybe not. If somebody is in integrity and they are given the blessing of a child, what will they do with that? Everything we're given is only a magnifier to our inherent alignment. If you are out of alignment, the more energy, the more resource you have, the more out of alignment you can be. If you are in alignment, the more energy you have, the more love you have, the more resources, the more money, the more in alignment you can be. So when you go through the world, just start to notice that every hospital has many names on those buildings, because there are people who are in integrity who give money to that cause. Every theater has names on the building because there are people who use their money to promote culture. Every nonprofit is funded by people who use their money to do good. So it's not money that's the problem. It's ego that's the problem. And so I want you guys to do something for me right now. I want you to pretend that I'm giving you an unlimited checkbook and you will write yourself a check for any amount. In fact, if you have a piece of paper, I'd love you to draw a box that looks like a check, write pay to, write your name, write the little box where you put the numerals, and then write the line where you write out the amount and write yourself a check. I want to just look at what comes up. What possibility are you available for? What amount of money would you write on a check if somebody handed you an unlimited checkbook and said, here, write yourself a check? What amount would you write? Write it on your paper. And then when you're ready, put it in the chat. So far I've seen 500 million and 5 million, 15 million, 11 billion, 30 million, 100 million, 360 million, 200,000, 20 million, 5 million, 10 million, 11 billion, 75 trillion, 428 million, 3 million, 400,000. Now I want to ask you, I want to go further with this. Why did you pick that particular number? Why did you pick that number? You could pick any number. So I just like to understand where you were coming from, that instead of putting 9 million, you put 5. Instead of putting 600 billion, you put 300 billion. Instead of putting 250,000, you put 200,000. What was the reason that you chose that number? So here's the answers, because it popped in my mind, because it feels like the amount I'm aligned with, because it feels reasonable and not greedy, because I don't want to take too much, because it's enough to be safe, because it's a bit modest, because there will be more checks, because I want unlimited resources to change the world, because I don't want to ask too much, because I don't want to have to worry, it feels safe, because it feels like a stretch. These are all very, very interesting answers. These are all very, very interesting answers. And I'm so glad you're writing them down, because maybe you're starting to see things. Is there anything that you notice yourself in reading people's answers? Is there anything that you notice? I'm not saying bad or good. Is there anything intriguing? Is there anything that stands out to you? Is there anything that seems interesting to you about any of this? What do you surmise? What do you think? So somebody said, I noticed that it's easy to justify our limits. It's okay to want more, to bless others. People's amounts are limited. It's not about the money. It's the way having money makes you feel. People want safety. People want to support a community. We limit ourselves. We put the thought of greed in our head. How many of you might tell someone, might post somewhere that you want to be healthy this year? If you were going to set a goal for yourself, how many of you would feel comfortable telling the world, I'm going on a health journey so I can be my healthiest self? And how many of you would feel comfortable going onto Instagram to that same platform where you would have posted about being healthy and say, I want to be rich AF. I want to be the wealthiest person I can possibly be. How many of you would feel so good to say that? So I'm seeing a lot of people say, no, no way. No, I wouldn't. So this is actually a very deep poison that we have been walking around with this. And if people are actually then honest, I'll tell you, because I speak to millions of people. My show reaches millions of people. And over the last 7 years, I've spoken to millions of people through texts and emails and messages. And here's what I will tell you. When I ask people one-to-one, when I ask people in coaching, when I ask people in email, when I ask people in DMs, I don't even have to ask. But when I do, whatever comes out of their mouth, what are they saying is their biggest need? What do they tell me is the thing they want most? They're not telling me that they hope that they will be healthier. They're telling me they want abundance. They're telling me they wish they were more financially free. But in public, they won't mention that. But to their friends, they'll complain about it and talk about it and then talk bad about other people who have that. Because of why? Because we have such a deluded view of money that no matter how much a part of us knows we're supposed to have a plentiful amount of oxygen, we're supposed to have a plentiful amount of Wi-Fi, we're supposed to have a plentiful amount of resources, including money, no matter how much of the essence of us knows that we're supposed to thrive, we're not supposed to have to be in scarcity, no matter how much part of us knows that, there is a part of us that believes that we are wrong for thriving, that we are not supposed to be fully, full tilt boogie thriving. And then we look at certain people who are thriving and on their way up, we have shade for them. But once they get there, boy, did they become a model. And we say, oh, but Beyonce, she's amazing. She's allowed to thrive. Not me, but I'm so proud of her because she gives me that little bit of clarity. And once in a while, I listen to her music and I'm reminded that we all deserve to step into that feeling of thriving. But there's another reason. There's another reason. And I want to show this to you. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now, I want you to connect with the part of you that is bigger than the story in your mind, your heart, your consciousness, the center of who you are, your essence, the part of you that is bigger than this body, even who you were at conception, that energy, that life force, who you were before you were given a name, the essence of you, the part of you that is. It doesn't matter whether you changed your haircut since seventh grade. It doesn't matter whether you have different tastes in music or food, the part of you that is the essential self, the part of you that is the soul of you. And when you connect to that part of you, I want you to ask yourself, from that part of you, the part of you that is beyond the ego, how much capacity does that part of you have for compassion? Would it run out? Does that part of you have a limit on how much you can hold compassion? Does that part of you have a limit on how much love you could give? Does it reach a limit after you've given smiles away to 10 people? Is it out? Does it run out of fuel? The part of you that is your essence, how much love, compassion, energy, creativity, how much of a capacity does this part of you have for an expanded, wide open, connected, vibrant, loving energy? The answer is infinite. Now, that part of you that is not an ego, that part of you that loves, the part of you that can feel compassion for a stranger, how much capacity does that part of you have to receive love, to receive compassion? How much does that part of you have to receive? Well, the part of you that's bigger than your ego has the same capacity to give as it does to receive. Endless in either direction. Now open your eyes. When we are living from ego, then we feel separate from everyone and everything, and we feel unworthy. We feel only a certain amount of worth. We measure ourselves by other people. We think of scarcity. Whatever's mine is mine. Whatever theirs is theirs. If I have too much, they have less. But when we tap into and we connect with our essence, we realize that just like the infinity symbol, just like the heart pumps love, takes in as much blood as possible, and then gives back as much blood as possible, you are energy. You are a lightning rod. You are a conductor of love that passes through you and to you, from you and to you. And everything that comes into your ecosystem creates more expansion because you are part of the whole. One wave in the ocean is not separate from any other wave. So when one woman makes a fortune and walks through and breaks through a ceiling,
She makes room for so many women to come. It's not look at me, it's come with me. I start with this in our discussion about money because when you change your relationship to money, you will get out of your own way and you will allow yourself to receive it. When you are hardwired into separation and scarcity, and you will constantly evaluate and measure based on stories that keep you in the trap of separation. Einstein said that the world is 10D. It's not 3D. It's 10D. We don't see all 10 dimensions with our eyes, but everything is connected because everything is actually energy. You think that I'm separate from everything else, but really everything through one lens is all in one field of energy. So when someone walks into a room with joy, we see on fMRI machines that they immediately calibrate everyone in the room to a higher frequency because energy is contagious. When somebody is abundant, they create that possibility of abundance for everyone else just by being abundant. So when you are thinking about wanting to make money, and by the way, that is what I do. I help women make money. I help women create an elevated, abundant life, one at a time, to break down all of the bricks that we have unconsciously put around us so that we can create expansion, not just for us, but for the entire ecosystem. So when you think about having a business, when you boil it all the way down, the shame of the thought of that is, oh, at some point I will have to sell something and someone will have to pay me. And then all these stories will come up around money and how much I deserve and how bad of a person I am if I receive, and all that old stuff. However, when you are in the buyer seat, when you are walking through the shoe department, you love spending money. Why? Why do you think people love to spend money? Because it feels good. Because they support people. If a woman goes into a shoe store and she sees a nice pair of heels and it's $58 by some brand she's never heard of, or there's a pair of Jimmy Choos for $850. Which one, as the buyer, she's the buyer now, she's in the shoe store, maybe it's even you, which one does she want? Why does she want it? Why do women talk about a bag they bought from a brand name? Why? When somebody goes and stays at the Four Seasons, why do they do that? They could stay at a clean hotel down the street for 1/10 of the price. So why would they do that? Why would someone pay more money for something when they can get generic toothpaste that does the same job as Crest toothpaste? In fact, often they have the same ingredients. What's wrong with people? What are they doing? Why would they do that? And by the way, I'm being sarcastic to say what's wrong with them because I'm leading you to the point. When we spend money, we are making an energetic exchange around a story about who we are. Everything is about identity. If we buy ourselves a pair of Jimmy Choos, we didn't buy a pair of shoes that day. We bought an identity. We told ourselves we, for that 1 minute, felt worthy of feeling like $1 million. And that felt like courage. And that act gave us this charge that makes us feel like we can claim, like we can show up, like we can own it. And if everything's energy and matter is way less important and way less sexy than energy, then we will pay for the value of greater capacity, greater awareness, greater energy. When a kid buys a pair of Air Jordans, they are not buying sneakers. They could buy sneakers anywhere. They are buying a promise that they can be the greatest of all time. And they want to feel that when they lace them up every day. It's a reminder. And how have we moved forward as a civilization? The greater capacity we have to see further than we saw before. So best leaders help people see their inherent worth. And that allows them to tap in and turn on. Carol Dweck wrote a book called Mindset. She does research out of Stanford. She went to schools in New York City, the best schools with the most money and the schools that were performing at the worst levels with the least money. And she worked with these kids. And she said, let's do a couple experiments. Here we go. I'm going to give you a hundred keys on a key ring. You have a minute to find the key that opens this door. And she locked it. And the kids couldn't find the key in either school. Then she came in and she gave all the kids superhero capes. They put on superhero capes. She said, find the key. And in both schools, they found the key at the same time. Because subconsciously, they told themselves a story for a second that they were powerful. Then they did this with older kids. They brought older kids into a room and said, read these words on the board. And the words were yellow, brown, purple, green, pink. Except that pink was written in blue and brown was written in green and purple was written in orange. You get the point. They went in and they would get confused. They would read the word pink, but it was written in a different color. And sometimes they would say the color instead of the word. So they did something different. They gave the kids lab coats and they said, these are coats from MIT scientists. Put these on. Now walk in the room and read the words. Both schools performed the same. The kids got it. Because why? Because for a second, they assumed the identity that they were brilliant minds from MIT and they took extra time and their executive function went up and they nailed it. Our identity, the way we believe, the way we see the world, the way we see ourselves is the most powerful thing in the world. When you tell yourself you're a healthy person, you're a healthy person, you're a healthy person, that's why you won't eat the donut, because you want to be continuous. You want to be congruent with who you tell yourself you are. When you tell yourself you're a loser, then you say, well, of course I'm going to do that. That's who I am. I just never win. Of course, that's what's going to happen. So identity is huge. Now let's talk further about money and why people spend more money on things, because it's not just about the story. Here's what you need to know. People don't buy price. They buy the value. They don't buy the price. What does that mean? Value matters more. So if you go to one of those like big box stores, like a Walmart or a Target or an IKEA, and you buy a table, some of them have furniture departments. Let's say you buy a table. And then let's say there's a table that's a cherry wood table. And you can buy it from this very fine furniture store, but it's 10 times the price. Which table is expensive? Which table is cheap and which table is expensive? The answer is that the cheap table is expensive because it's not built to last. It's built to last a very short time, which means you'll have to keep buying tables. Why do I give you that example? Because my grandmother had a cherry wood table that I have. It's solid cherry wood. We still use it. That table is 114 years old. They don't even make tables like that anymore that are solid cherry wood. What is expensive and what is not? Buyers buy value. So if somebody tells you, I can't afford that, often it's because they can't afford the value. They don't see the value in it. I'll give you a good example. A lot of people will say, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, but they'll buy an iPhone. Why? Because they're crystal clear what the value is of the iPhone and they're buying the value. If somebody is a single parent, but they want their kid to go to college, very often they won't say, well, it's too bad, I can't afford it. They'll find a way to afford it. Because why? Because they see the value in that for their kid. So they find a way because the value is bigger than the cost of having to find the value. People buy value. People don't buy cost. So how I help people make money, how I help you to allow money into your life is, number one, be aware of how you've been keeping yourself apart from money by resisting it so long with such force that was so unconscious. Number two, the more money comes from, the more offers. The more offers you make, the more money you'll make. And how do you make money? By offering value. So then it's about understanding what that means and how you are sitting on gold. The reason I do a 3-month program is because I am 100% certain that every single one of you is sitting on value, and you could change the way your subconscious mind is operating around money, and you could step up and claim it and allow yourself to be abundant. And you could then be exchanging your gifts with the world, which would make you a better human. And then you could be receiving, and then you become a model for someone else. And then you also are taking some of the money you're making and you are putting it back into the world. So I am certain of that. Now, some of you are asking me, I'm getting private DMs right now. Tell me about your program. I'm going to tell you really quickly and then we'll keep going, because I have a lot I want to tell you about tomorrow and the next day, and I want to do giveaways. My program is called Made to Do This, because you were made to do this. You were made to serve the world. You were made to not be too busy to stop and find which one of your gifts is the gift that the world needs. You were made to do that work. You were made. People say, who am I to do this? I go, who are you not to do this? You've been assigned just like everyone else. We've all got to chip in and do our part to make this orchestra beautiful. We each play a different note. And so in this program, we crystallize which one of the ideas is the right business idea. We help you decide which one of these is your gift to the world. And by the end of 12 weeks, you go from idea to income. You build a business. We have a regular gold level, which is filled with all of that stuff. And then we have a VIP level, which is for people who want to scale the business. They already know the idea. They want to scale it. They want to make a $100,000 jump. They want to make a 7-figure jump. So there's, depending on where you're at. But what's different is that when I looked at what was happening in the world and I saw, I said, hang on a minute. People don't only need information. They need implementation. They need transformation. And so in these programs that I do, I'm with you every week. So for 2 hours every week, we go through this curriculum together, and we do coaching, and we do hot seats, and you have homework, and you get put into accountability pods. And then one of my closest friends, Kelsey, does another call every week where she helps you to process and implement as well. Because most things that people teach, the problem is you don't need more on your to-do list. You need a to-done list. You need it done. So this program is about making a complete paradigm shift in your life and working with me hand in hand and crossing this barrier to be the person you can't stop dreaming about being. It's turning you and your purpose into prosperity, which creates more purpose and more contribution. And we have to be doing this. So just so you know, we close enrollment next week, next Friday. The cost of the program goes up next week. But between now and Friday night, not only should you be signing up, but we have all these extra amazing bonuses, including a program called Made for Millions and a program called 8K in 8 Days. Those programs that are bonuses right now that expire Friday are 50 extra hours of coaching with me. 50 extra hours where you will be sitting there just like an IV drip of how you will understand how you are going to build, how you are going to scale, how you're going to reframe and change your energy to change your life and build this empire, being you, getting paid to be you. So those expire on Friday night. How many of you are like, let's freaking go? I want to celebrate you right now if you're going to join this program. You can join the program by going to kathyheller.com/join, by the way. And if you enroll by Friday, not only do you save $1,000 because the price goes up next week, but you get $4,000 extra of value and 50 extra hours of some of the most amazing programs. This is a 12-week program with me. You also each get assigned a mentor. And I love seeing this because as sure as I am sitting here, I am 100% certain that you can see yourself a year from now getting paid to be you, doing what you love. So let's go. So this program, just so you know, we created years ago a way, a plan for people to do this so that they spend about $300 a month to do this program. There's 12 payments of $300. And let me tell you something. When you pay attention. When you invest, you won't miss the classes. So we created, based on the market, based on the value, based on the fact that I'm there live, it's not just some videos you go watch. We created what the cost of this program is. But the difference between my program and 92% of programs out there is nobody finishes these other programs because no one's there live. Also, I feel like what's really special is Made to Do This is one of my signature programs. And my other signature program is Abundant Ever After, where I teach people the art of meditation and manifesting through your higher elevated energetic. Each level comes with a version of Abundant Ever After. So you kind of get both. And so we will be meditating together and we will be working on the action as well as the inner work, which is very important. So we're so excited to see you guys join this. And so you should join by Friday so that you get all the extra bonuses. Now, let me tell you something exciting about tomorrow and the next day. So I told you there's going to be an after party. So here's how it's going to go. The three amazing coaches that have been working in my program with me for years, Sonnet Simmons, Jen Liss, Barbara Heller, who happens to be my sister, they are going to be doing three calls a day, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Pacific, and 6 p.m. Pacific, 9, 12, and 6. Tomorrow, the next day, Monday, and Tuesday. If you want to be on any of those calls or all of those calls, you can go to kathyheller.com/mentor. That is how you will get into the Zoom room. It'll be on Zoom with them. So you can be with any of them at any of those times, 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, three calls a day with our mentors. They are there to answer your questions that have come up during this program. Like, what if I don't feel I have a good idea? Or who am I to even do this? Or what if I don't have the time to start a business? They have been coaching in the program and they are mentors in the program. So that when you come into the program, you're all assigned a mentor and some of you will get, each one of those will have a group. So if you want to be on those calls, you go to kathyheller.com/mentor tomorrow and Friday and Monday and Tuesday. Now, if you want to be with me tomorrow and Friday and Monday and Tuesday, well, those of you who are already in VIP, you already get it because you signed up for VIP, but the VIPers get me as a bonus tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Monday and Tuesday. And if you want to join us at 9 a.m., in the VIP room, you can go to kathyheller.com/upgrade. And in there, I'm going to be drilling down to help you choose which one of these is the right business, which one of these will actually be the fastest path to impact and to cash, and what are the next steps for you to take. And we'll be doing coaching and hot seats, and we'll be meditating in there. And anyone who's been in there meditating with us knows that it is a really giant game changer to actually open you up. So that is the plan for the next 4 days. And we are so very excited. And I will tell you what, you know, for years, people would ask me about this program. And here's what I've come to learn. At this point, because of how many human beings have come through there and completely changed their life, I feel morally obligated to tell you to make certain you don't miss the opportunity. And I will tell you this, there is no way that in the 8 billion people that we are amongst that I am everybody's person. I may not be your person. There might be a much better person for you who speaks your language, who teaches something in a specific way, that's the person you should take a class from. If I'm not your person, do not be in my class. Be with the person who you feel sees you, gets you, knows your address, and can get you from where you are to where you want to be. For those of you who feel like I am that person, this is something you can't afford not to do. Because when I see people year after year, sometimes people will say, I didn't take it last year, but I'm taking it this year. And oh my God, I can't believe I sat it out for another year. Because if you made it your business to say, I'm going to take this program and I'm going to find a way to make enough of an offer just to make back the money I'm spending on this program, that would be a giant change in your life. Because if you don't, and you're in a place right now where you're just running on a hamster wheel and you don't have money coming in the way that you want it, what will you do to change that? What will you do to change that? And so that has to be changed. That has to be changed. We have to find a way to change that one way or another. It's worth everything. Gail Keyes Allen, I mentioned her yesterday and I saw she posted. I don't know if she's in the chat, but I saw she posted in the thread. And I mentioned her yesterday because she came into my program and she was going into retirement and she was so sick of, you know, making $40,000 a year. She was 65 years old. She had gone through so much crap. Her husband had left and she had gone through a brain tumor. I told you the story. And now she's making close to $300,000 a year. And when she started doing her business and people would say to her, I can't afford it. She used to say to me that she would tell them, she would say, listen, if somebody needed surgery, would you come up with the money? And the person would say to her, yeah, well, because it's life or death. And she said, you living your life fully is life or death. And I love that line. And I'm so grateful for her. And she's so amazing. And she's been on the podcast 3 times. And Carla's another one. Carla, you're amazing. Carla's in the chat. Carla came into this program. She said, Kath, I want to make 6 figures. She did it. Now we're trying to help her scale beyond that. I love to see women rising. It's enough already. Our mothers and our grandparents, our grandmothers, they work too hard to help us to have this moment in time for us to not use it. You know, I always say that people say this word, this term, they don't say this to men. They say to women, be a good girl, be sweet, be pleasing. If a man is successful, they're like, badass. If a woman is successful, she's overconfident. What the hell is that? No. Can you imagine if all the countries in the world right now were run by women? Can you take a minute to understand how different we are internally? How much more of a resource we should be allowing in? But who's right now holding the keys to you stepping into your rising? It's time. It is enough. You are sweet. You are compassionate. I just read a study yesterday about how women have this innate thing with compassion. And they were showing an article how even in the animal kingdom, the females will give their food to the babies and the males, they have to surround it so the males don't take the food. No, I'm not saying men are bad. I love men. In fact, my husband is actually the most gentle, kind soul I know. That's not my point. But my point is that women need to be in balance. Feminine energy is actually so powerful. Why do you think for years women were oppressed? Because people are afraid of the energy. But really, women's energy is incredible. And so I see so many women who are so sweet and so kind. And I'm like, yes, Anne, queen, you are powerful. Step on into it. Let's freaking go. Get a checkbook. Have a say in things. Underwrite things. Every single lobbyist is bought and paid for. Where are you? You know where you are? You're sitting here going, here's my story. Let me tell you the story. I don't have it. I can't have it. I won't have it. Okay. Let's turn it around. Let's turn it around. Priyanka Chopra said to me that what kills her is that women criticize other women instead of saying, you go because you're making a bigger spot for me. So it's time and I am ready. And as I said, I am not everybody's person. There are some people who would listen to me and go, no, it's not what I need. But if I am your person, I show up 100%. And when you are in that energy, things start to change. And because things start to change, that knowledge becomes power and your behavior starts to change. And then you surround yourself with the kind of people who are in this work, and everything starts to be different. And you will look back and say, my whole life is different. I think differently. I act differently. I am around different people. And now you're making money getting to be yourself. So in this program, we are going to either help you find the idea and bring it into income, or we're going to help you scale what you already have to the next level. And you can choose your own adventure. The bonuses expire on Friday. The price goes up next week. Those are the only things that you need to know. Now, some of you might want to join us in VIP. You can go to kathyhoa.com/upgrade and join me tomorrow and Friday and Monday and Tuesday. Some of you might just want to be there with the coaches that are on my team. My sister, Barbara Heller, Jen Liss, who's been in our programs for years, and Sonnet Simmons, who's been with me. She was the first person I hired 7 years ago. If you want to be with these amazing women, if you want to have them get their eyes on your business, get their eyes on your questions, or if you have questions about this program and you really want to be able to say it out loud, say it. I have doubts. I'm worried. Say it. Share what you want to say. Go ahead and share it. They're happy to listen and be there to support you. So I want to do the giveaway now for those of you who did your homework. And I just want to say it was such a gift to be with you guys over the next 3 days. And I want to say thank you. If this is the end of the road for you, thank you for coming to this workshop. And I hope that the one thing that goes in and gets digested is that you are assigned and needed. And you're not ready. You're over ready. You're like a pear on a tree that has to be plucked because it's about to fall. That's how over ready you are. That's how needed you are. You are overly qualified to dive in, raise your hand, and step into leadership. And, you know, I think about men in general when they have businesses or starting businesses. It's just very neutral. They let people be grown-ass adults. They just let people make decisions. They're like, here's the cost. Are you in or are you out? The person's like, out. They're like, cool, you want to go play golf? It's like, moves on. We are so codependent, and we are so used to growing up thinking our job is to keep everybody feeling good that we don't start businesses. The people who are going to buy from you and spend more are the people who already are looking for that and already spend more. You don't have to be something for every fishing hole. You'll find your fishing hole and you will have those people just like that. But right now, you're not even visible. We've got to get you visible, got to get you to stand in your power, package and brand yourself, build an audience. You know, that is my greatest asset, is building an engaged audience. That is what I've done on my podcast. In fact, some of you who haven't known me, maybe you can sense over these 3 days that that's kind of my thing, is loving people and connecting with people, because intimacy is everything. Intimacy is velocity. You will build your business at the speed of intimacy. You will build your business at the speed of your capacity for radical empathy for the world, for yourself, because you, in starting a business, will now be Wi-Fi for other people. You'll be like a Wi-Fi router that turns other people on to how much more is possible. That's what you do when you start to stand in your power. So can my team just text me on my Voxer the winners, or you can just post them in the chat. And there will be, I'll tell you this other fun thing, there will be giveaways tomorrow as well. And so if you go on the mentor calls, kathyhoa.com/mentor, there'll be calls at 9 a.m., 12 o'clock Pacific, and 6 p.m. These are all Pacific times, 9, 12, and 6, tomorrow and Friday, Monday and Tuesday. There will be giveaways on all of those calls. They will be giving things away and doing little like pop quizzes and asking some fun questions. And whoever gets it right, they'll be doing giveaways. Okay, here are the winners from yesterday's homework. Vicky Dunn, Michelle Mitchum, and Heather Mendenhall Danby. Congratulations. You won this Kendra Scott earring and necklace set. And in the VIP room, the winners are Megan DeYoung, Lo Bundy, and Leilani Aquino. And I'm sorry if I mispronounced any of your names, but congratulations. That is awesome. So if you want to join the program, how many of you are going to join right now? How many of you already joined? Let's get some fire in here. I am so excited to be with you. I'm so excited to recalibrate you. And so because we're about to sign off and some of you I won't see, I want to just have you do one more thing. I want to end with this and then I'll pop into the VIP room. Close your eyes. Now I want you to picture yourself. Let's go on a little journey together. I want you to picture yourself a year from now. And you didn't change the way you were thinking. You kept telling yourself that you are enough. You kept telling yourself that there's nothing you have to offer and that it's too scary. So a year goes by. How does it feel? A whole year of that. How's your health? How are your relationships? Now let's go 5 years from now. 5 years from now, you didn't change the way that you think. Therefore, you didn't change how you feel. Therefore, you didn't change how you act. And for 5 years, you walked around with five more years of telling yourself that you're not enough, that this is all too overwhelming and life is kind of just something that's not fair and you have nothing to give. How do you feel? Who did you not get to meet? What did you not get to do? What courage, what capacity did you not get to step into? And now it's 10 years. 10 years. 10 years of not taking care of that 7-year-old inside of you and letting her be messy and giving her permission to play with things and iterate things. How does that feel? And now let's turn it around completely. Let's turn it around completely. Let's go a year from now. And even though you were scared, you started to think differently. You started to say to yourself, I am more than enough. You started to look for the evidence that there are clues everywhere, every day. You started to take the right action. You got yourself an amazing mentor. You started to show up with courage. And it's been a year. Who did you become? Who did you meet? What experiences did you get to have? How does that change your relationship with your kids, with your spouse? What do they see in you? Now it's been 5 years. 5 years you've built every day on top of the next, compounding a higher consciousness, a greater sense of what's possible. And you've taken action and you've taken messy action. You've taken right action and you've iterated and you used your resourcefulness and you are now sitting there. Who have you become? Who did you get to meet? What courageous people are in your friend group? What have you been able to do for your family and friends? What have you done for the world? How much leadership have you stepped into? And now I want you to picture that it's 10 years from now and 10 years have gone by. And for 10 years, no matter how hard, you became conscious every morning of the unconscious script that was limiting you and you woke up. And you became as creative as possible, as infinite as possible. And you changed your energy and you changed your life. And you had the right mentorship and you had the right friends around you. And you took action and you showed up with courage. And now I want you to picture that you're standing in your living room 10 years from now. And you're looking out at your front window. And one by one, people are walking up to the window with their hands on their hearts. The people that you've touched. The people that you have shown possibility to, the people who are different because you stepped up. And I want you to see them coming one by one until your entire front lawn is filled with beautiful people who have been impacted by every post you posted. And every time you rose, they rose higher. And now I want you to see the whole block is filled with the people who've been impacted by your courage. Feel that. Now open your eyes. Every time I have gone to make a huge leap in my life, I am petrified because what comes first is courage, not confidence. And when I quit my job in that real estate firm, I was terrified. And I remember picking up the phone and my hand would shake when I was calling to ask people who I was interrupting in their day, hey, do you need any music? Hey, can I help you? And then I would tell myself, are you going to let your fear stand in between you and what's possible? And I moved through that and I started making $300,000 a year doing what I loved, which is writing music. And then there was the next frontier. And I knew it was time to start a podcast. And I start this podcast and the first episode, I re-recorded it 8 times. My throat was killing me. I was so self-conscious. And I said to Emma, who's been with me for 800 episodes, she's still with me. She's the best. I said, I'm not doing it. She was helping me at the time. I go, I'm not going to do it. Who am I to do this? Forget it. And for 2 weeks, I literally lost my voice. Someone who'd been singing my whole life never lost my voice. I lost my voice. And then Emma said, what if you just did the messy version of it? What if it wasn't perfect? But what if like 3 people liked it? I said, you know what? If I'm going to try to do it perfectly, I won't be able to do it at all. So I'll just do it imperfectly. I had 3 little kids. I had my youngest was 2 weeks old. I had a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. That podcast has now been downloaded 50 million times. And the rooms that I have sat in and the places that I have gone and the way I've grown as a person from having 800 episodes, that's 800 hours sitting one-on-one with the most incredible, courageous, smart people in this generation. Who have I become because of those 800 hours? How many PhDs is that equivalent to? How much have I grown because I had the courage to sit there and do it and connect with the audience? How much did I grow from having the assignment to write this book? How much did I grow by writing my new book, which is coming out next September? How much do I grow every time I'm asked to speak on a stage in front of 5,000 people? And then when my kids sit in first class and they know that their mom grew up with a single mom living in an apartment, we didn't have enough money for our electric bill. How do I feel that I show that to them? Because I have 3 daughters. What do I want them to do when they grow up? I want them to see possibility. But I was scared every single time. And I chose courage every single time. Our legacy is not the money. It's not the downloads. It's the courage. When we leave this world, most of the people we've met won't be in the room, but your kids, your siblings, your closest people will be there. And what you leave for them is your courage. And what you leave for them is how much further you help them to see. That is our job. So I'm so glad that you showed up for these 3 days. And I hope that these 3 days, I told you at the beginning, I said, some of you will stay with me for 3 months after, and some of you will feel like this is so healing. That is how it was intended. And I hope that you feel that way. And if you want to be a part of my world, obviously the podcast comes out 2 or 3 times a week, every week without fail. But I would really sit with yourself, have a long look in the mirror, and think about what you're choosing, because what you don't change, you keep choosing. And so if you want to be in this program, do it. You will have a different 2024 because you decided to do it. And that is a fact. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. All the bonuses expire on Friday. The price goes up next week. Thank you for being a part of this. If you have any questions about the curriculum we've gone through, if you have any questions about the program, go to one of those calls tomorrow, Thursday or Monday and Tuesday, kathyheller.com/mentor. There will be calls at 9 a.m., 12 p.m., noon, and 6 p.m. Pacific. You can be on those calls. And if you want to join me right now in the VIP room or tomorrow and Friday, I'll be there as well. And Monday and Tuesday, you can go to kathyheller.com/upgrade and you can join us in the VIP room. Thank you guys. Thank you for everything. Sending you so much love. Don't stop believing.